Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Monday. And it's our opportunity here today to get an update from the Sunset Zoo. A little later on, we'll also talk with Meadowlark, and we'll hear about an event coming up next month called Wildcat Warriors, a 5K event. But we start first with Melissa Kirkwood, who is the Marketing and Development Officer at Sunset Zoo. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Brandon. What a beautiful spring sort of summer day it's going to be today.
No doubt. The weather is getting better. This is a good time of year because people are starting to get out more. And I know that was certainly the case this past weekend, as the weather was just absolutely perfect Saturday.
Yes, it was. And what a gift. And we enjoyed seeing everybody who came out to party for the planet, our Earth Day celebration. It was an amazing day. We had over 900 visitors on Saturday come see us and learn a little bit more about conservation and get some fun items from us and from our partners. And I just have to just kind of recap and thank some people who helped make Saturday possible. We really do appreciate everybody who came out. We hope you had a fun day. But the Kansas Beekeepers Association came out, and they talked with the crowd, and they had some activities. And if you were one of the lucky ones to find the queen bee in the hive, I think you got a honey stick, things like that. So we just really appreciate the Kansas Beekeepers Association for coming out. And then the Riley County Master Gardeners also came out and gave some information about pollinator gardens and butterfly at our butterfly house. And then we also had several educational booths where visitors had a chance to come and learn and get some information. And one of those places, we are encouraging the community as a whole to become a MHK pollinator. And what an MHK pollinator is we're just asking you in your own environment to start a pollinator garden. It is fairly easy to start. And we have a family pollinator kit that we gave away on Saturday. And we have a few of those kits left if people are interested. And we'll be following progress of about 100 families signed up on Saturday. And this is a way to increase our pollinator population, our bees, our butterflies, but really bees are a huge pollinator for all over. And so we want to give them homes to come get that pollination to keep pollination thriving in this area. So if you're interested, give the zoo a call or come visit us. And we still have a few of those family kits left, and the kit will help you start your garden. And we're just excited and thankful that everybody did come out on Saturday.
Was that the biggest crowd at the Sunset Zoo in a while?
Probably in quite some time. Our crowds for the weekend have just been growing as the weather has been getting nicer. So Sunday we had a really large crowd as well. But from an activity standpoint and from an event standpoint, that was the largest crowd we've had here. And it was very well spaced out. You wouldn't feel like there was 900 people, because there weren't 900 people all at once. They came throughout the day. And I really got a chance to visit and see so many families having such a good time.
Oh, well, what a wonderful opportunity here for everyone. And of course, celebrating Earth Day. And imagine a lot of kids had a good time out there as well.
Oh my gosh, they had a great time. I saw many, many kiddos that had stickers, which meant that they had found the queen bee over at the Kansas Beekeepers booth, as well as they got a chance to see our animals. We have families that have special animals that they like to see every time. And then one other little highlight that we had, and we'll continue to have throughout the summer, we're just now starting to work with them. We had the Kona ice truck, the snow cone truck here. And that, I think because of the nice weather, you know, and because you're a kid or a kid at heart, everybody loves a snow cone. So we saw lots of that around the zoo on Saturday. And then we just had lots of different ways to educate the public in a fun way.
Very cool. Well, knowing that, knowing the great atmosphere it is for kids, It kind of segues nicely into our next topic here, and that is the summer camps are going to be coming back.
Yes, we're bringing back summer camps, which, you know, many people are in the area, and the Sunset Zoo summer camps are very, very popular for a variety of different reasons, because you are not, very rarely are you in a classroom setting in the Sunset Zoo summer camps. You are out exploring our environments and learning about conservation and learning about nature in a variety of different ways. And we have several different themes and topics for each week of our camp. And we have different age groups for our camps. So our camps start with the Animal Crackers group, which that is you must have completed kindergarten through second grade. We will, with all of our camps, have reduced capacity. We are venturing into camps very safely. We will have COVID protocols in place, and we are limiting that capacity to 24 kiddos per session. So our sessions are starting June 1st, and they'll be weekly. So June 1st through August 9th or August 13th, I guess, is our last day of that camp. You can enroll weekly. Those sessions are filling up. Some weeks are already full. So if you are interested in something like that, we encourage you to give our office a call at 587-2737 or go online. You can enroll in it online yourself, but we're here to help you as well. So those summer camps are starting. We've got the Animal Crackers group, which again is the K-2 group. And then we have another group that is our Summer Safari, which that is grades 3 and 4. And that capacity is much smaller. That capacity is limited to 8 kiddos per session. So that additionally is filling up. And the reason why those capacity levels are smaller is just because we're practicing social distancing. Although we will be outside most of the time and a lot of the activities, sometimes we will be inside and we will be set up for COVID protocols. So our sessions are small with attendance, but our focus is big. So we do encourage you, if you are looking for a summer program, give us a call. We can help you get enrolled into a weekly program, or you can enroll in multiple weeks. So that again will be starting June 1st and will go through August 13th. There is a small discount if you are a member, and if the prices are, I think it's $125 a week for each camper. So it's $135 if you're a non-member. If you are a member, it's $125 a week. So if you're interested in a summer camp opportunity, this may be the place for you. And then our older age groups beyond fourth grade, we are starting a new program. So we're starting a new program for them. It's called the Junior Conservation Crew. And we're starting this program for that age group, ages 10 through 13, because we saw the need for that age group to be more hands-on. They wanted projects they could become really involved with. And so we created the Junior Conservation Crew. The Junior Conservation Crew is more of a weekly setup. They'll come once a week for 4 hours. And during that time frame, each youth that is participating in Junior Conservation Crew will take on a project. We'll take on a project here at the zoo. It may be turtle conservation. It may be invasive species. It may be some other activities that we have lined up for that age group. And they will have a chance to visit more in person with some of our zookeepers, those kinds of things. And it is just a once a week program, but the fee for that program is just $100 for the entire summer. So it will, again, that program will start June 1st and go through the entire summer. And if you are interested, we do have scholarship opportunities for that program as well. We'll be limiting that capacity, I believe, to 60 participants. And that is something you can enroll in online, or if enrolling online is not exactly your cup of tea, you can give us a call and we can walk you all the way through it.
Okay. And for those summer camps, if I'm pondering that here for my kid and want to know how long the sessions are, is that like over an hour or a couple hours?
Yeah, so we have the summer camps are day-long sessions.
Okay.
So it'll run 8 to 4:30. You can drop off as early as 7:30 and pick up as late as 5:30. But each day will have a focused schedule. And if you want to know more about that schedule, each leader will lead different exploratory activities within the zoo. There'll be some inside time where you learn face to face. There will be some arts and crafts time. There will be we ask that you'll be bringing your lunch. I believe we provide a snack for you. Those kinds of things that we've always done with our camps, but it is a weekly opportunity. Now, Parks and Rec Creation has several different camps that are available. I know that the Little Apple Day Camp, which is a month-long camp and daily, you sign up though per month, that has been full for quite some time. I think it filled up the day they opened. And then the Flint Hills Discovery Center has daily options. So if you are just looking for a daily option, Flint Hills Discovery Center may be for you. If you're looking for a week-to-week option, Sunset Zoo is an option for you. And many of our camps, because of everyone across the board with Parks and Recreation, is doing reduced capacity. Many of our camp slots are filling up pretty fast. But we wanted to give the community that option to have a summer camp program and to kind of just get back to that sense of schedule and that sense of being able to come and explore and do something fun here at the zoo through the summer.
All right. I think the camps are going to be very popular this summer. So sign up when you can here. If you want to get some more information, go to the Sunset Zoo's website. We'll take a break and we'll come back more with Melissa Kirkwood after this on K-Man.